Geek Radio Daily for Monday, November the 9th, 2009. That's right, kiddies, it's your Uncle Vicar at the helm today. Billy Flynn, a little under the weather, so we're broadcasting live from the worldwide studio headquarters of the Vicarage.
I think I'm getting the black lung, Bob.
Upstairs in Richmond, Virginia, at my house. Booyah! For those of you joining the show for the first time, this is not a regular episode. Normally, we have a lovely, lovely lineup of at least two hosts. But today, what with an illness in the GRD family, it's just me, so it's all good. We're going to do this together, kiddies. All the geek without the weight. Everything you need to start the day on Monday at the water cooler when your nerdy friends at work are like, "So, dude, what's going on?" You don't have to be like, "I don't know. What's going on with you?" You'll have a snappy comeback. You'll be like, "Yogi Bear gonna be played by Justin Timberlake, bitch!"
A cue for a song, if ever I heard one.
And then there'll be silence, just like that. That's what I do, friends! This day in 1888, November the 9th, Jack the Ripper killed Mary Jane Kelly. That was his last known victim. This day in 1906, Teddy Roosevelt is the first, rather was the first, sitting president of the United States to make an official trip outside the country. Went to inspect progress at the Panama Canal. This day, 1921, Albert Einstein awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for his work with the photoelectric effect. This day, 1938, Kristallnacht, Nazi Germany's first large-scale physical act of anti-Jewish violence began. On this day, 1939, Cold War, the fall of the Berlin Wall. Who remembers this? Show of hands. Geeks old enough to remember watching this stuff on TV as communist-controlled East Germany opens checkpoints in the Berlin Wall, allowing citizens to travel to West Germany. Folks started demolishing the Berlin Wall, keeping pieces of it. You remember that was a big thing? Pieces of the Berlin Wall? Those of you who are younger and don't remember the Cold War except from movies, I don't even know how to describe it. I really don't. Seriously, people my age, I'm 40, people my age and a little bit younger and certainly those older, you remember the mindset growing up in the Cold War, man. Crazy stuff that it's behind us. Anyway, enough of that. Birthdays on this day in 1825. One of my favorite Confederate generals, A.P. Hill, Ambrose Powell Hill, was born in Culpeper, Virginia, died on April 2nd, 65, right when Richmond fell. This day, 1914, Hedy Lamarr, Austrian actress and inventor, was born. Hedy Lamarr died in 2000. 1934, nerd extraordinaire Carl Sagan, who passed away in 1996. American astronomer and writer was born. And this day in 1951, the dude who shared a hotel floor with us at Dragon Con this year, Lou Ferrigno, American bodybuilder and actor, born. Happy birthday, Lou. Word. Let's look at TV, baby! Lot of new stuff. It is November, so I guess it's November sweeps, which seems antiquated to me. Nowadays, in the world of 500 channels and DVRs and, you know, people not watching stuff when it's on anymore, who the hell watches appointment TV anymore? But still, sweeps are still big for advertisers, so you got new stuff on the major networks, ABC tonight. Get your Nathan Fillion fix with a brand new episode of Castle tonight. Over on CBS, How I Met Your Mother, accidentally on Poipus. That's Jenna Elfman's new show, I think. 2 and a Half Men, Big Bang Theory, all brand spanking new. NBC, Heroes, those stalwarts among you who are still keeping up with Heroes, got a brand new episode tonight, new trauma as well. And on Fox, a new episode of House and a brand new Lie to Me, which I think has been canned, hasn't it? If it is, I guess just watch it while you can before it goes away. Over on AMC, American Movie Classics, there's a lot of haters out there make fun of Jersey Girl, but let me tell you, as a Kevin Smith aficionado, this is just Kev doing a standard romantic comedy, that's all. People were mad because the dick and fart jokes really weren't there, but as romantic comedies go, set it up against any of Ben Affleck's, lesser romantic comedies, there's plenty of them. Dude, it's not a bad movie. It's got the late, great George Carlin in it. It's still Kevin Smith. Give Jersey Girl a shot. If you haven't watched it, trust your Uncle Vicar. It's not bad. ESPN, Steelers at Broncos tonight. Over on FX, speaking of Affleck and Jennifer Garner, 13 going on 30. Not as bad a movie as it probably should be. The Oxygen Channel. Now, I thought Oxygen was one of these chick channels, kind of like Lifetime, you know? You had to have a uvula. Yes, I know that's not the right word, but it's funny to watch this channel. Well, they're showing Resident Evil Apocalypse, not once, but twice. So, I don't know. Is that the chick demo? Really? TBS Family Guy Marathon, you got a bunch of those. And you got a Goot alert, Steve Guttenberg himself, baby, tonight on VH1 Classics. You can check out Three Men and a Baby. There's other people on it as well, but who cares, because it's got the Goot up ends. What? What? Love me some Goot. All right, that's what's on the tube tonight. So anything there you want to watch, go for it. Good for you. Mailbag?
No blasted letters today.
No, I don't have any letters. I haven't been on the show in like a month. I don't have any letters. Nevertheless, if you want to send letters, I do encourage you to do so. You can send email to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Billy Flynn, the Bruce, Flynnstress@geekradiodaily.com. Heck, you can send mail to me if you want to. That's cool, too. Vicar@geekradiodaily.com. Get us some mail. We'd appreciate that because we love reading your letters here over the interwebs to all of our millions and millions, or at least like 10 or 12 fans worldwide, baby. We're huge. Huge. In Slovenia. All right, that's TV. That's events for the day. It is Monday, so coming back right after the break, I got your box office results from the weekend and, of course, news of the geekily, because, well, that's what we do right here on this here Monday, November 9th, 2009 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
The Galactica Quorum.
It's a fracking podcast.
A podcast about the Sci-Fi Channel series Battlestar Galactica.
Dishing out analysis and speculation.
Interviews.
Prop and costuming discussion.
Convention news.
And news and reviews of other sci-fi shows.
The one thing that will tie this into season four is the hybrid's pronouncement that Starbuck is the end of the human race.
Maybe the final five were actually born.
I kind of think maybe the fifth one might be dead.
What would the Cylons do if there were no humans?
I think that they need them to help them find Earth. I think on some level...
Why would you then continuously attack them and pretend you're a Cylon for this conversation?
Tell me why. Lee was less annoying to me in this episode. I guess when someone else is being insubordinate, he's okay.
Yeah.
The whole reason the show works is because it's not just about people flying spaceships and shooting each other up. It's a character study.
Let's bring up Heroes, Firefly, Star Wars,
Doctor Who,
The Sarah Connor Chronicles, Torchwood, Stargate.
My name is James Callis. I play Dr. Gaius Baltar.
Hi, this is Aaron Douglas. I'm Chief Tyrell in Battlestar Galactica, and you are listening to Galactica Quorum.
GalacticaQuorum.com.
It's a fracking podcast.
Geek Radio Daily for Monday, November the 9th, 2009. It's all the geek without the weight. Your Uncle Vicar just coming out of the woods to basically to put on his DJ voice. Hey, because I like doing it. Billy Flynn under the weather. He'll hopefully be back tomorrow. If not, you're stuck with me again, and that's fine because I am motivated, baby. I love Mondays, man. I'm coming at you. I'm flying at you like jumping out like Joe Jackson jumps on a residual check, baby. It's Monday, so we're going to be talking about box office results, even though I haven't seen a movie in weeks. That don't matter. Maybe you did. We're going to find out what's up with that. We'll find out what's going on in the world of geeky news as well. We're all going to do it together. It's like a whole hands and sit around a campfire. Kumbaya kind of thing, baby! Woo! I drink a lot of Red Bull in the morning. I guess you guys probably figured that out by now. No, it's going to be fine, though. Let's start out with box office results, shall we?
The buzz is any indicator. That movie's going to make some huge bank.
All right. Coming in at number 10. They said ass. Astro Boy. That's right. In the number 10 position for the weekend, Astro Boy making $2.5 million in its third week. Down about 25%. Still holding steady. Not doing that badly, I don't suppose. At number 9, Where the Wild Things Are, which I still want to be. I still want to see. It rhymes, whatever. But I'm a cheap ass, so probably I'll just get it on DVD and show it to the kids. But Where the Wild Things Are made $4.25 million, down 28% here in its fourth week of release. Law Abiding Citizen. It's a very serious movie, and it's at number 8, making $6 million in its fourth week over the weekend, down 16%. Couples Retreat actually holding real steady at the number 7 position. Couples Retreat looks pretty funny. Made $6.4 million. Down, if I'm reading this right, down 0.5%. That's pretty steady over the course of 5 weeks, so that's doing just fine. How about The Box?
What's in the box?
Yeah. Lots of jokes could be made there. I'm not going to make them, though. It's not porn. The Box from Warner Brothers opened up this weekend, made $7.855 million. What was The Box about? Cameron Diaz and James Marsden are doing something or other with a box. It's about Cameron Diaz's box. Yes, that's exactly it. At number 5, Paranormal Activity, the little movie that could, that cost like nothing to make in its 7th week. Down 47%, but that's cool. It certainly made its budget back, $8.6 million this weekend. The Fourth Kind, another one of these here alien movies. Oh, that's at $12.5 million this weekend. Opened up this weekend, by the way. Mia Jovovich, I love her, man. I'd watch her read a phone book. She's in Alaska in this movie, and there's, like, aliens. I don't care. Does she get even a little naked? That's all I care about. The Men Who Stare at Goats. Yeah. $13 million this week. What do you say about a movie called The Men Who Stare at Goats? $13 million in its opening weekend. George Clooney with a really disturbing pedophile kind of mustache. That's really all I know. I could look up more details, but I don't care. Michael Jackson, This Is It. In its second week, $14 million down, 39%. And the number one movie in America, making $31 million in its opening weekend, it's Jim Carrey and Jim Carrey. I love this. And Jim Carrey. It's crazy go nuts when they do that. Disney's A Christmas Carol. It's supposed to be really good. So, yeah, that's out too. That's the number one movie. Again, I didn't go see anything this weekend, but I may rent some of these bad boys, so... There you go. That's what happened out at the cinema.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! All of the news from the geeky world to fill up your brain this morning, just to make sure that none of that irritating stuff from work or school or whatever takes over any of your gray matter. No, no. This is the stuff you need from IGN. J.J. Abrams, poised to enter an interchangeable world. The Wall Street Journal reports that the man who successfully rebooted Star Trek is in discussions to produce a movie about the Micronauts. Yeah, you remember those? I so had those. Time Traveler and Acroyer and all that stuff. The Mego Corporation introduced the Microman toy line in Japan in 1974, rebranded it Micronauts for American release 2 years later. 5 series of those bad boys. Marvel Comics had a series as well. I seem to remember an X-Men Micronauts crossover. I think I still have it. Like a 6-issue crossover. That was not bad. Anyway, fans looking forward to the Micronauts movie should bear in mind some popular characters and terms are Marvel creations and thusly can't be used in a non-Marvel movie. But I don't know. We'll see what happens with it. From Variety.com, Anna Faris, Dan Aykroyd, and Justin Timberlake are headed to Jellystone Park as part of Warner Brothers' live-action CG-animated Yogi Bear. Because you demanded it, people. Shooting's expected to start in New Zealand this month. Faris in negotiations to play a documentary filmmaker. Mm-hmm. So many jokes! I won't make them. Aykroyd in negotiations to voice Yogi, and Timberlake in talks to voice Boo Boo. Yes, Justin Timberlake is Boo Boo. Huh. From io9.com, in 1924, Earth saw its closest Mars opposition? Yeah, Mars opposition in over a century, and some thought our Martian neighbors might use that event to attempt contact. So, for one night, U.S. Naval and Army stations scanned the skies for extraterrestrial transmissions. On August 22, 1924, the Earth was 55 million kilometers from the red planet during the Mars operation, offering ideal conditions for receiving radio signals if anyone happened to be sending them. Amherst College professor David Todd persuaded both the U.S. Army and Navy to listen for messages from Mars. In the telegram that we'll link to here in the show notes, Edward W. Eberle, the chief of U.S. Naval Operations, informed naval stations of the possibility of Martian communications and instructed them to report any unusual phenomenon. For 3 days, the station listened for unusual transmissions, but came up empty-handed. From TMZ, what is Aerosmith without Steven Tyler? Seriously, Joe Perry and a bunch of guys whose names you don't know. You know you don't know them. The unthinkable could be a reality. Tyler may be on his way out. Joe Perry told the Las Vegas Sun he thinks Tyler has quit. He says, quote, Steven quit as far as I can tell. I don't know any more than you do. I got off the plane 2 nights ago. I saw online that Steven said he was going to leave. I don't know for how long, indefinitely or whatever. Other than that, I don't know. Calls to the band weren't returned. Weird. Don't know. Steven, what's up? Call the show. Finally, from PasteMagazine.com, before there was Spider-Man, Sam Raimi began his multi-billion-dollar career with little more than $375,000 and a script for a schlocky X-rated horror film. But when Evil Dead was released in 81, its gore and wit garnered its cult following, amassing box office earnings of $2.4 million in the U.S., over $29 million worldwide. Its success led to several sequels, stage musical, cult fame, and so on and so forth. Now, 28 years later, Raimi, Bruce Campbell, and producer Robert Tappert plan to re-release the film in theaters. In 2010, the creators and Grindhouse Pictures will offer midnight showings of the cult classic at select landmark theaters in the U.S., Mayfair Cinema in Canada, and other venues to be announced over the course of the year overseas. So there you go, Evil Dead fans. You get to see it again on the big screen, baby. Booyah! I think that's going to do it for me, y'all. That's going to wrap up the Vickers Buncho stuff for the day. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe to iTunes, drop us a review while you're over there. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly, the weekend wrap-up show. Check out the store over at cafepress.com and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce, or Flynnstress at geekradiodaily.com.
Well, this was one telegram that sneaked through without Yogi reading it first.
I hope it isn't bad news, sir.
Bad news? Wow! Listen to this. Chief Ranger Smith, you are the only heir to your late Uncle Charlie's fortune. Provision states you must live in his family mansion to qualify.
Congratulations, sir. But that means you'll have to quit your job here.
Yeah, it sure does. And you know what that means? No more babbling brooks. No more wind sighing through the pines. No more finding lost kids, putting out forest fires. And above all, no more Yogi Bear.
I'm so lonely. So lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.